Somebody was atheist, Thakur Kirtananda.
Heard I know the song.
You are atheist?
Yes.
So what is your view of atheist?
I don't know. What is your argument? I can think of a good argument. They say that I think not a good argument. Kirtananda, his argument was, when he was an atheist, he said that actually the void is truth, and all categories or all varieties are illusion. So he said that we may think that actually the spiritual variegatedness is transcendental, but that's actually also our illusion.
So, how did you reply?
I reply that if categories are illusion, then his talking is also illusion.
Yes. That's nice.
I wouldn't let him say anything else.
Yeah. Very good reply. When you are also illusion, whatever nonsense you are talking, that is also illusion.
Yeah.
Finish. Bad, everything. Then what did you reply?
He said, I wouldn't let him say anything. Whenever he tried to talk, I just said that's illusion.
This reply we give to the Mahamadi. So, we speak to the Mahamadi, the Guru, that whether you are in Maya, because everything is Maya, so whether you are also in Maya. If he says yes, then how can become Guru?
Professor Bharati says that.
Huh?
Professor Bharati said.
Huh.
One of the students asked him, isn't everything in this world illusion?
Huh.
He said, yes, everything is illusion, but I like it very much.
He likes it very much.
That's what he said.
That's what he's arrested. Yeah. That proves that he's arrested.
After that debate, all many, many people bought Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, then it's a good sound. Like this, you remember immediately Bengal. Yeah. In Bengal, there are many, many.
So they can play golf on Sunday.
They think that a gentleman should play golf. They think that a gentleman should play golf.
Yeah, the that either. I can't remember the size.
A man is considered very rich if he can play golf every day. Rich can play every day.
It is very expensive, yeah.
Well, if you play golf, you don't have to work. People who are rich, they don't work, they play golf all day.
Papers that now is a follower of Shankaracharya in India.
Huh?
The Queen of Greece.
Queen of Greece. This cloth is very important. You mean, Shan? Accepting this illusion, where from the idea came? Just like in the tailor's window, there are nice, beautiful women, all men, standing. That is illusion. Actually, that is neither man nor woman, it is doll. But where from the idea came of this illusion? Listen. No. Unless there is a real man, a real woman, or the illusory man and woman is there, doll. Illusion means which is not fact. So, the fact must be there, otherwise how the illusion reflection comes? Illusion is exemplified by the mirage. Water in the desert. So, the man is, or the animal is, running after water. But that is not water. This is illusion. But that does not mean there is no water.
Mm, must be water.
This is the conclusion. Unless there is real water, how? You can give it down here. How this illusion of water is there?
Does that mean it's not possible to conceive of something that does not exist somewhere?
Yes, that is it. Real fact.
That's
zero. Then you have to accept that Brahma is a person.
They say there's only one person, so variety of persons.
That's all right. But you have to accept the origin, the person. That is our philosophy. Can you accept our philosophy?
Then they say, well, it's not exactly a person. They say he's not exactly a person, it's inconceivable.
Therefore you cannot say that he's not a person because he's inconceivable. You cannot say whether he's person or not person. Because you are illusion and inconceivable. But why you are thinking that because you cannot say perfectly, everyone cannot say perfect. We are thinking like that. It's like we have got experience. One body cannot say something, but the other can say. Practical experience. That's why this a child cannot say something, but the father can say.
Is there any doubt?
Huh? they're envious. No, it is not the question of envy. Because you are thinking that is inconceivable, because you cannot say. But how can you say that another person cannot say? There are so many things I do not know. That does not mean that somebody else does not know. You may not know, your experience is not mature. But how you can say another person cannot have the experience? So that is answered in Bhagavad Gita. Devidam Sanitita. Maam cha Veda Nakasta. I know everything. But nobody knows me. That is the answer. So, nobody knows Krishna. That's a fact. But Krishna reveals himself to the devotee. That is also said. Yesham Sadhguristana Yesham Ivanukam Partham Amagjana Janatham Aha Nashayam Yatma Bhavastha Jnana Dutena Bhastha. Those are devotees to show them special favor. I remove the ignorance. So Mayavadi is Mayapurita Jnana. They are Mayavadi. Maya does not allow them to see the cause of all causes, Krishna. But if Krishna reveals himself, who can say it? Otherwise he is not Brahma. Brahma means the greatest. Brahma means the greatest. And he is part of Brahma. There are greatest demigods, there is not Brahma plus Shiva. But he is greater than them. He says, Aham Adihi Deva. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Brahma and Shiva, they have come out from Krishna, Vishnu. So Brahma and Shiva may not know. But that does not mean Krishna does. So we are receiving knowledge from Krishna. We are not receiving. Or we are receiving knowledge from Krishna's representative. Who knows? So that is our position. We are not as good as Krishna. That is Mahavadi Raskar said. No, we are not there. We are nowhere. But we accept what Krishna says. That is our qualification. A child is ignorant, but if he speaks what he has learned from his father, that speaking is perfect. Similarly, he admits we are in illusion. But what we are speaking, because that is spoken by Krishna, that is not illusion. That is not real. That is not fact.
It's raining very hard yesterday.
Ah.
That's right.
Holy. It's maybe in one.
Let's fill it.
Oh,
no.
That is
too much of the rain water.
Yeah, yeah. Fishing.
Fly castle.
Open a temple in Greece?
I like to open temples in every village, every city. But to speak of Greece. But we haven't got sufficient men.
Who is from Greece?
Huh?
Ah.
I'll translate the books later.
Well, then you can open. But alone, you can be assisted with some of our men. That's nice for you. We want to open in every city, every village. Village to village. So go this way and around. This
isn't too bad. We can go this way also.
Huh?
We can go this way. It's not too wet.
Oh.
Sometimes we have said that the Greek mythology comes from the Puranas.
Yes, certainly. In Greece, I think some people know of our movement.
About?
About our movement.
Oh.
Because in the airport, as soon as some young men saw us, they chanted Hare Krishna. Maybe they are European, but I had practical experience.
Which
that part having?
Wednesday we're having a meeting.
What next?
That's on Wednesday.
So you have to attend? No.
I don't have to attend to the lawyers. I can't. They ruin everything.
Oh. Jnani Yogi and Bhakta. What is the difference between Gurni, Jnani, Yogi and Bhakta?
Karmi wants to enjoy the gross senses.
Yes.
Jnani wants to enjoy subtle mind, mental speculation. Yogi wants to manipulate the universe, this is power.
Material power.
And a devotee has almost no desires.
Yes. And unless one is actually desireless, he cannot be happy. The Karmi Jnani Yogi, they are all full of desires. Therefore, they are unhappy. For me, there's the less of the unhappy. Jnani is a little advanced. Yogi is a little more advanced. And perfection is the goal. Siddhi kami sakali asham. Bhukti means kami. And mukti means gain. Siddhi. After Siddhi. Magic power. Mystic power. That is called Siddhi. Because you are practicing yoga. If they are actually yogis, they can have Siddhi. Anima. Smaller than the smallest. Heavier than the heaviest. Manima. Rapti. They can get anything they like. A yogi can get, suppose if you want a pomegranate from Kabul, he'll get anything. Yes. That is yogi. As if he's snatching from the tree, fresh. Rapti Siddhi, Ishita, they can force their influence upon anyone. Ishita, Ishita. Yogi can hypnotize you, as he'll say, you left. As he'll say, you left. The yogis do that. They take something nonsense. Now take gold, and you think it is gold. Just like magicians do. They pay a fee for money. The magician has finished. All false.
Like in the Bhagavatam, Arjuna said, like, money created by...
Yes. Rapti Siddhi. Now we are flying by aeroplane. A yogi can fly without any instrument. As Dubbakamani, he went in Vaikuntha Loka. Not Vaikuntha Loka, within this planet. There is one planet where Chetabdi, Lord Vishnu, is given there. And saw Lord Vishnu personally. He requested him to serve him. He refused, no? I cannot. Go to Amrish Maharaj, beg pardon of him. He gives pardon freely. So, to a devotee, innocent devotee, he had to fall down on his lotus feet, insane. So what is the power of yogi?
The devotee is more merciful than Krishna.
What is that?
If your devotee is more merciful than Krishna.
Oh, yes. Yes. Because Vishnu could not excuse him, but as soon as he came to Maharaj Ambarish, fell down and you take all my assets of past activities. You be said immediately. That is Buddha. When he back, Amma Maharaj, Ambari should say me, I mean. Yes, you take all my path to river, to Vishas, immediately. That is the Buddha. Vishnu, if you, no, I cannot give you first. That is more first. Although he was attacked, he was harassed. That's why Arjuna is merciful. Let them enjoy. I don't want to kill. Krishna, you must kill. You must kill. Why are you deviating from the path? You must kill. Therefore, he taught him Bhagavad Gita just to induce him to kill. But he was merciful. No, they have done so much wrong to me. Never mind. They're my relatives. I skip. I don't want to fight. Yes? Indeed, Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is more merciful than Krishna. Krishna wanted to see them all killed because they are offended to the devotee. Last time Krishna said, Arjuna, you fight and not fight. It is already settled. They will not go back home. They will be killed here. If you like to take the credit, that's all. It is already settled. Then Arjuna has to, that my Lord is so persistent. Why can I resist him? I'll do.
You are more merciful than any of them, Prabhupada. You come to the Western countries.
Yes, Vaishnava, if one man is real Vaishnava, besides, and see the sastras. It is said that he took everyone's sin and he was crucified. How much merciful he is. But this rascal taken that let us go on committing sinful activities and Christ has taken contrast. He is a part. And we shall do this. Such rascal. They say that our Christian is so good that even we commit sinful acts and Christ will suffer. We shall not suffer.
I was reading yesterday in Newsweek that now the priests, they are dating with women and having sex.
They must have, because they have no spiritual knowledge. Anyone who is not spiritually advanced, he cannot avoid this sex.
He said yesterday, Adanta Goji.
Yes. Big yogi, they fell victim to sex. Vishwamitra Muni, many others. So worried. He was meditating within the water. And some fish, just, what is called? Licked up his gender.
Copulating.
Copulating, yes. He had this. Itching sensation. Kanyana nakarayo dhivadukhadu kham. Kanyana means itching. Is it actually itching? After this, it is Kanyanam. Kanyanam means itching. It's scratching, it's itching. Kanyanam means itching.
Only one size.
Huh? Hare Krishna. Idam nipun rasta pasastu tattava. Feeling all right?
Yeah. Up here, there you are.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to know so there are five kinds of air, material air, and the spiritual is floating in five kinds of air. I want to know this, different functional activities of the five kinds of air.
Yes, that's also here, Nick. There are five kinds of air. Pan, apan, like that. The yogis, they, by breathing exercise, they control the five kinds of air. So that was weird.
No, the scientists, they do not understand five kinds of air.
They do not know sovereignty, but they will understand. Because they do not understand, therefore it has to be rejected. They are food for the Super. Simply, they see something outward. It's like they see the tree. But what do they understand about the seed? What do they understand? The tree is coming from the seed. What do they understand of the seed? They see the tree, that's all. Like a child sees the tree, or the big tree. But the intelligent man sees the seed.
They also see that the embryo is remains dormant.
That's how, it is made. That they do not know. How subtle things are being done. That is their ignorance. They do not know subtle things. Simply gross manifestation attracts their attention. That's all. Jaradrishti, it is called Jaradrishti, material. No Sukhadrishti. Everything, they have no finer introspection. Simply gross. They deal with gross things. Just like the same example, here is a tree. But it is a fact, this tree has grown from a small seed. What do they know about the seed? How it is manufactured? How it has got the potency of bringing out such a big tree? Not only that, in that tree there will be millions of fruits, and each fruit there will be millions of seeds. At each seed contains again millions of seeds. Where is your science? Where is that potency?
Is the seed conscious
from? That is another thing. Everything is conscious. First of all, even gross manifestation, we cannot understand. What to speak of? Concept is very different. According to our philosophy, everything has got consciousness. Looks like this tree has got consciousness. But
this tree's consciousness and my consciousness is different.
My consciousness is developed. If you think on my body, my consciousness will be immediately protested. But you cut, it will not protest. The consciousness is different. So, there is nothing which has no consciousness, but it is a question of degree. It is a question of degree. The more the consciousness is covered, it is called material. The more the consciousness is developed, it is called spiritual. That is the difference between matter and spirit.
How is that a reverse idea that nature's power is the best counter?
Huh?
That verse is Bhagavad Gita, living beings are everywhere.
Yes, Sarvaga. Akhiloyam Sthanu Sarvaga. Yes, Nitya Sthanu Akhiloyam. This is the seeds are everywhere. Just like they're trying to come out from this. We'll find sometimes structure, grass is coming. As soon as there is opportunity, they want to express the concept. Those who fall down, Kine Punne Puna Mataru Bangisan, they come with water, then water, and fall down in the ground, and become grass, then gradually evolution. Avamabhona Lokan Punaravati. How subtle laws are working, what do they know? Therefore, their so-called knowledge is Maya Aparita Jnana. Actual knowledge is taken by Maya. They think I am very darn advanced scholar. But actual knowledge is taken. Maya Aparita Jnana. Why? Asri Bhava. They won't accept God. Therefore, they are all fools. In spite of all these degrees, they are all fools. Therefore, they cannot explain everything very nicely. In future, we shall see.
They are saying that we are beginning to learn more and more.
Yes, that means that we are fools. While you are in the process of learning, that means you are poor. Say directly that you are poor. That is gentleness. You do not know, still you pose it. We are scholars, we are scientists. You are Nobel Prize. This is very we don't want Nobel Prize. We are giving the top personal knowledge. We don't enter after Nobel Prize. But they give false knowledge and enter after Nobel Prize. The real enemy is how to get the Nobel Prize by cheating. That is your real. How will educated man, learned man, is cheat? So therefore my Guru Maharaj used to say, that this modern human society, not always, it is a society of the cheaters and the cheated. Somebody is cheating and somebody is cheated, and they are combined together to make a so-called civilization.
Papa, you know the scientist you quoted in Easy Journey?
Huh?
You quoted an article from the newspaper in Easy Journey about the two scientists who were studying antimatter?
Yes.
Well, about a year ago, another scientist came forward, and he charged those two scientists actually stole the knowledge from him. They were working with him, and they stole it to win Nobel Prize.
There are many scientists like that. Just like this Mark Carney. He stole the knowledge from Dr. Jagadish. You know that?
I've heard it.
Yeah. Jagadish, I was present. He said that this man cheated me. I talked with him, next morning he published the theory.
About radio?
No, in those days. A newspaper. Because both of them are friends, scientists, they talk. And he took the clue immediately, published the theory.
Which theory was that?
That Marconi wireless.
Wireless.
Telegraph.
Radio.
Yes, radio.
Radio.
That was Jagadish from the both of them. But the government will not give the credit to the Indian. Because Jagadish Chandra Bose happened to be Indian. These Britishers are so much envious. Therefore, they will never admit that Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. They will bring all within the Christian period.
Yes.
That is their assumption.
to a college and gave a class.
Huh?
He went to a college and gave a class last week where the professor was saying that the Bhagavad Gita is only 2,000 years old.
I did not accept it.
The stupid guy was saying that there is some footage in the Bhagavad Gita from the book of John.
Huh?
One stupid person I once made him.
That is another question.
What?
Double charge it.
How about the heart transplant? The spirit soul is within the heart. But when the in the medical science nowadays, the old heart can be replaced by a new one. So what happens with the spirit soul is the
That means that new ones will increase their duration of life. That is our challenge.
So, but the personality change?
No.
Why not?
Why change? Suppose if I shift from this chair to this chair. Why I'm changed? I can change my seat. It does not mean I am changed.
But
the heart also.
Huh?
The heart
is seat, sitting place.
But the new heart had the spirit soul from the...
Spirit soul, new or old days. But if you can prove by changing the heart, you can increase the duration of life, then you can catch the spirit soul.
That's what I'm able to do.
That is their nonsense.
None of them have lived very long.
Huh? No, they cannot be. Because by karmana, by superior argument, karmana, you have got this body. So you have to live within this body certainly. So if you change the body new, that doesn't mean you prolong your life. That is not right.
So
you think the duration of life, that is considered. They are thinking by changing the heart, they will increase the duration of life. That is not possible.
So it is some sort of artificial transmigration?
Yes, like that. That transmigration thing that is already explained by Gautama. It's like a baby becomes a child becomes a boy becomes a like that. Transplantation is going on continually. This is another type of transplantation. So it is a fact that by changing the heart, the duration is not.
No, most of them have just, they've lived very short times.
Yes.
But is it
but
a
still,
is it a fact that the soul is transplanted from one body to another body?
Huh? That can be that. Yes.
Your heart.
Sometimes yogis, they can perform. Yes. That a better body, he transplants himself into that body. There's Shankaracharya did this. Yes.
What they do, though, they wait till someone's dying or dead, and immediately after they die, they take the heart. For somebody who has a weak heart, they transplant, change the heart.
There is no benefit.
So that does not mean that the soul from the old heart or the new heart is being changed with the new body. The soul is going left for him.
Every soul is individual. As I told yesterday, that dead body has got the ingredients to produce life.
Yes.
But that the man who has left his body, he cannot produce it. That is the proof of individual. That is the proof of it.
Saying that they transplant the heart after the first man, his soul has already gone, and they take his heart and put it into the other man who has a weak heart. So all it means is that the soul is going from one heart to another heart.
Yes.
Not that the soul, that they're taking the soul with it when they
Krishna.
Put the heart in.
He is destined to live in that body for a certain year. See, we may change whatever is left.
Yeah. The heart is just an instrument. Yes. A machine.
It is a place.
No, that's very true.
Karmana Devanastri. Jantat Deha Upapattam. There is superior overlooking. But that is Krishna. Anuvanta Upadrashta. Upadrashta Anuvanta.
One man, Dr. Weidberg from South Africa, he was the first successful heart transplant. So as soon as he got out of the hospital, he started drinking and having sex life. He was saying, how wonderful science is to prolong my enjoyment. Then he died about a year later.
That is not real life. As soon as they get some opportunity, they like that is the only. Janamani Thuna Abhigrihame Yadishita. Here the only happiness is sex. Otherwise, they are working so hard like asses. Why? Only for the sex. The only enemy that will enjoy sex at night. That is the only. Janamani Thuna, this is the Bhagavad. Janamani Thuna Abhigrihame Yadishita. They are attracted to the most abominable things. Tucham. Tucham means very abominable, very insignificant. The position of the sex. How nasty it is. But just like crows playing jar in a nasty place. That is stated in the Tadabhayasatikam. Bhayasa means crows. The crows as the Indra. Griyamnakubam. Atmabhatam. As soon as you fall down, that's your king. That is stated in Bhagavad. When a woman comes to serve you, he must know it is covered well. As soon as you fall down, then you are finished. Nityātma-gātam griyānda-kūpam panandatūjata-krimāpsari. Therefore, in Vedic system, first Brahmacharya, become Brahmacharya. Learn how to have heart check, serious. That is first instance. And if you are completely unable, all right, get yourself married. Otherwise, there is no need of sex life. Why? Why one should have sex life?
Then how to continue this?
So why would you continue? You finish it. This condemned world, where it is simply suffering. Why should you continue?
Because that is the laws of nature.
No. Laws of nature if you want. If you want to be condemned, then laws of nature.
Yeah.
Otherwise, laws of nature is teaching you how to become Krishna conscious. This is foolish. Foolish business is to make you lawful. If you become lawful, there is no question of foolish. There is no question of foolish law. So is it this Atmanamayi Mahamaya Durakya? Maya is kicking you one after another so that you may come to sense that this life is not good. But then we are so foolish if that is the life is good. Then why is the Nadi? There is a life. Oh, it is very good. This is the position.
Bhagavad Gita that it's like pulling up gas. I give the analogy in the Bhagavad Gita that it's like pulling gas onto a fire trying to put out.
It's like putting gas in the fire.
Gasoline in the fire.
To increase the fire.
But because we have got this body, we have to utilize it to make the best use of a bad body. Therefore, marriage is allowed, this life is allowed, not for increasing sex life, but to finish it as soon as possible.
But in the lower forms of life, there are some species, they reproduce without any sex?
Yes.
Oh,
oh yes, with bugs, bed bugs, they produce by the blood.
We cannot check reproduction.
No, how can we check? There are so many living entities that have come to this material world to enjoy. So the reproduction must go on. Just like you cannot stop the jail. You come out, but another is ready to enter it. It's not possible.
So it is in this material platform that it will not be consciousness.
That was answered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of his devotees, Vasudev Dutta, he said that you have come. If all the living entities of this universe and release them from this life, and if you think that they are so sinful, they cannot be, then give their all sins to me. But he said, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, suppose if I take this universe, the whole living, do you think the business is finished? This universe is just like a master's seat in the bag of masters. So, from the bag of master's seat, if you take one master's seat, what is the loss? So this cannot be stopped. So, Amantaya Kalpata, there are so many unlimited number of living entities. So, this will go on.
You said in the Bhagavatam that the material world is like a collection house for living.
Yes.
So everybody should develop Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. Have a spiritual master.
He cannot live here. He has to give up his flesh. It's key, you are thinking. That is a permanent soul. That is not possible. Everyone knows. They're not well out to stay. But it's still insisting. Gorgeous, and how he can be, immortal. The scientist is laughing, yes, he will become immortal. They are finding out the names, but he will die. That means he is ass. He is allured by these false words, therefore he is ass.
जिनके पर है दादा जिनके भक्ति में ठाकुर साहब अनिता संसार टेम्पररी बार He's attraction. He cannot leave here. He cannot stay here. He cannot enjoy here. That's a fact. But he's in any way. That means he's becoming more and more ass. Ass because my dream is still. No, I can't do it myself. He shall do that. He shall cure all diseases. He shall live for good. There is no more death. And you are it. That means you are becoming this. Material advancement of knowledge means we are becoming more and more active. Hare Krishna. Jai.